This is KCUR 89.3. An Achilles injury in professional sports used to be a career ender. That's hardly the case anymore, if pro athletes in Kansas City are any indication. Greg Eklund has more for KCUR.
Sporting Kansas City defender Ike O'Para is at the top of his game. He was Major League Soccer's Defender of the Year in 2017, then was called up in January to the USA national team. 3 years ago, O'Para was 26 and didn't think he would be in such peak form because of a season-ending Achilles injury.
I mean, I thought that was it for me.
His outlook changed after meeting with Dr. Kirk McCullough of the Kansas City Orthopedic Institute.
That was kind of the kickstart for me to, you know, switch my mindset from, you know, possibly retirement to, you know, get this thing back in full gear.
McCullough uses an innovative surgical technique invented by Arthrex, a Florida-based medical company. It's called the Mini Open, a minimal incision compared to the usual long cut that leaves an ugly scar.
We can decrease their risk of having a wound complication that has devastated professional and amateur athletes alike, while at the same time giving them a much more reliable chance to be able to get back to their pre-injury function.
It's the same procedure former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson had for two season-ending torn Achilles in 2014 and 16. Aaron Borgman, a physical therapist and athletic trainer who used to work for the Chiefs, helped Johnson return to the field both times.
I would like to say that the complications or lack thereof following all of the new inventions of surgery and the new advancements of the surgical procedures have been a welcome change.
McCullough points to fantasy football, which places emphasis on individual players instead of a team, as a factor in the perception that there are a lot of Achilles injuries in the NFL. In fact, he wrote in a published medical journal 4 years ago that Achilles injuries are infrequent compared to the number of ankle and knee injuries. McCullough is a member of the NFL's Foot and Ankle Subcommittee.
As to the specifics is whether or not they happen now more frequently even than they did a decade ago, I think we're still trying to figure that out.
McCullough says he can't comment on internal NFL figures until the results of its study are released. But 4 years ago, the lower extremity review estimated 18 ruptures per 100,000 in the general U.S. population. Before a national TV audience on NBC, the Chiefs sacked New England quarterback Tom Brady in the 2017 season opener, delighting Kansas City fans, but away from the play.
Well, here's what they don't want to see, and you'll see it in a second. Eric Berry is down on the field.
Five-time Pro Bowl selection Eric Berry was lost for the season with a torn left Achilles tendon. The 29-year-old had the mini-open procedure and put on shoulder pads when training camp opened recently, but he hasn't practiced lately, and Coach Andy Reid says it's because of an injured right heel. Ike O'Para is often approached by weekend warriors who hurt themselves playing sports for fun. The most asked question?
Does it ever get better? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, at times take a, you know, one step forward and then they take two or three steps back and they think that there's no end in sight.
O'Para has shown that there are rewards after rehabbing. He admits he cringes each time he hears about someone sidelined by an Achilles injury. But with the mini open surgery, even the casual athlete stands a good chance to play the sports he or she did before. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.